Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. In episode one, I shared the story behind my beauty brand, the success, the pressure, and the cracks that started forming underneath it all. But before we go further into what started to fall apart, I wanted to share what kept me going. This is the story of my daughter, the dream I had before she was born, and the miracles that followed. I'll try not to be too nauseating. I know listening to people brag about their kids can be off-putting, so I'll try to just share the highlights and the foundation of what was to come. For starters, I always wanted a girl. I grew up with three brothers and a house full of Legos and football, and I was always hiding from the chaos in my room, which I kept super perfect with everything folded perfectly and organized. And I always say it was my sanity, not my vanity. To this day, I'm very super organized and clean and neat. But I just wanted to have an adult life, a home that was just very peaceful. And I was afraid of having a boy and just recreating that atmosphere that I grew up in. As much as I love my three brothers, I just really liked having the peace and the neat and clean atmosphere of not having them. So when I finally got pregnant, I took the positive EPT test and I literally put it inside of this Hallmark card that I bought that was this beautiful blonde little girl with angel wings. And it was basically a prayer to have a girl, but I did not want to be disappointed. So I just decided, obviously I was having a boy and I just got prepared and was going to do this whole surf theme thing. I had a name picked out, and my husband obviously would have loved to have a boy. He wasn't hell-bent on either way, but I was just assuming things wouldn't go my way. But when I was 5 weeks pregnant, I went back to Arizona and where my spas were. We were living in San Diego, and I went to lunch with my friend Wendy, who had just had a new baby, and I told her at the lunch that I was 5 weeks pregnant because I wasn't really telling people at this point. But her daughter, Kate, who was five at the time, was super prophetic. And she was always telling me crazy stories of her knowing her teacher was pregnant and Wendy congratulating the teacher and her being like, nobody knows this but me and my husband. And lots of stories of the dental hygienist and their orthodontics office that her husband had where she was naming babies and telling her who was pregnant. So I said to Wendy, when you get home, ask Kate if I'm having a boy or girl. So Wendy went home and she said to Kate, guess what? Mary Beth has a baby in her stomach. And do you think it's a boy or a girl? And without hesitating, she said, it's a girl. And she should name her Eliana. They could call her Ellie or Elle. And when she called and told me that, I almost fell over. For starters, I was considering the name Ariana for a girl, but it wasn't quite right. And I just absolutely loved it. A, Legally Blonde had just come out with Elle Woods, and the whole movie opened up with all the girls signing the congratulations card to Elle with her name all over it. And then there was the Elle magazine affiliation, which of course, being really into fashion and everything, I love that magazine. And I thought, wow, and Elle McPherson, beautiful supermodel. There was so many really great associations. So basically, I was like, well, that's the name. So when I went to my appointment with the OBGYN to find out the sex, when they told me it was a girl, I almost levitated. I honestly will say it was probably the happiest moment of my life. And honestly, it was just so exciting. And I remember leaving there and calling my mom and her saying, let the shopping begin. And hilariously enough, I literally drove straight to Neiman Marcus and I bought her this white fur hat and this white fur stole that I still have to this day. It was just so symbolic of just the joy and everything that was to come. So during my pregnancy, I was flying a lot back and forth from San Diego to Arizona, where my spas still were. My husband was transferred at the time for 3 years. We did move fully to San Diego for a project that he was doing. And I had to go back and forth because I still had my businesses in Arizona. But my very last flight that I had scheduled at my 7-month mark, when I got off the plane, I noticed one of my legs was really swollen, like kind of twice the size. And I thought maybe I was just, you know, retaining water or something. And I went to this massage therapist who literally like climbed on the bed and was trying to break down whatever it was, the liquid in my leg, which turns out my brother Matt was visiting from Chicago, my baby brother, and he was the one that insisted I go to the emergency room. And I really think he saved my life because when I went into the ER, I was very casual and they just took one look at my legs and the fact that I was 7 months pregnant and said, you know, we're admitting you, this is very serious. So they found out I had a severe blood clot that went all the way from my groin to my knee. So my entire leg was a blood clot. And obviously that girl that did the massage could have broken off a piece of it and it could have killed me and my daughter. So it truly was a miracle that I survived that. But I was in the hospital for several days and I had to do blood thinners and learn how to eventually, when I got back home, give myself the shots twice a day of the blood thinners. But they just monitored me and the pregnancy. And at first it was kind of nice to just relax at the hospital, but they would come in and out at all hours of the day. And eventually it just really wore on me. And I just decided in the middle of this day, like, I am done. I don't know if I was there for 4 or 5 days at this point, but I just got up and I just packed up my stuff and literally just made the decision. I'm going home. I'm done being here. And at that moment, the door flung open and this doctor came in and said, well, good news. We're going to go ahead and release you. And it was so funny because I was like, yeah, I know. But it truly was me making the decision, I believe, that kind of manifested all of that transforming. And anyways, so my next appointment at my regular OBGYN, she had said that I was going to have a C-section. But in the meantime, I had this dream that my daughter was going to be born on either March 18th or March 19th, and she was due on April 1st. So I thought that was so odd that I would have a dream with a 2-day time span. But then when I went into my appointment with the doctor, she pulled out this calendar and she said, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and schedule your C-section. And because I had to go off the blood thinners, and if I would have had her early, I could not have had an epidural. So I had to do all of this like hypnobirthing and be prepared for that scenario. But the C-section was scheduled so that they could take me off the blood thinners in order to do the delivery. So she looked at her calendar and said, so we're going to go ahead and admit you on Monday, I believe, the 18th, and we'll induce you that day, and you'll either have her on the night of the 18th or on the 19th. So it was my exact dream. And when it came down to the day that I was going into the hospital, which I loved having the C-section plan because I was able to like get my hair blown out and get my nails done. I said it was so civilized. And I was just having a really positive attitude about it. I went into the hospital with all my pink, fluffy, furry blankets and was so excited. And literally that morning, I had told Wendy that I was going in to have my baby. And she said to Kate, who had named her, guess what? Mary Beth's having her baby today. And she said, no, she isn't. She's not having her until tomorrow, sometime after 7 p.m., which I did not have her until the 19th at like 7:40 p.m. So it was really crazy that she came into the world. Everything just felt like it was very divinely orchestrated with having the dreams and, you know, finding out her name before she was born. And it literally was like the best chapter of my life by far. Everybody, you know, says that, I know, about having kids, but having my girl and having it all just be so beautiful, it just kicked off like so many years of just amazing times. She was always super smart, bossy, hilarious, basically ruled our household. In her princess dresses, she would ride this pink Vespa that I got her that had like a zebra seat. We had a very modern house and everything was wide open, and she would ride her Vespa throughout the house. And she always was so smart too. Like, she would listen to all of my calls, my business calls in the car. She would always tell me what to say to people. And one time, I had a business meeting and I was trying to keep her out of the room. And she could have only been two or three at this point because we still lived in San Diego. And my mother-in-law was visiting her, so had her in a different room. So I shut the door to my office so I can be on this call. And she literally started sliding notes under the door telling me what I should be saying during this call, which was hilarious. And then another time, a friend of mine had been over and was not happy in her relationship, and she had been complaining how he wouldn't really commit to her. And she just overheard the conversation and said, okay, I'm going to tell you what to do. You need to get paper and pen and write this down. So we were like, okay. So we get the paper and pen, and she said, okay, number one, sit. Number two, drink. Number three, dump. Sit, drink, dump. So we laughed so hard, and to this day, we still talk about sit, drink, dump, and that's always been her thing. Like, she can hear everybody talking a million variations of stories, and she just cuts right to the truth and has always had that gift for seeing it and a gift for communicating it. Even her teachers would say in preschool that she was the most self-aware student they ever had, and I still laugh because I literally toured preschools for gifted children while I was still pregnant with her, which looking back is so funny. But I created a gifted child by actually planning for it. So anyways, she always had me laughing and had a really great business sense too. We had an estate sale once we were moving, and she was bringing out some of her stuff that she wanted to sell also. And she had picked out this Barbie house, and she said she had so many Barbies, by the way, probably over 100. Like one Christmas, she got 30. One Christmas. It was crazy. All of my employees and all my clients, because everyone was so happy for me that they were always so generous with her. But I think we literally counted 30 Barbies. But she had decided she wanted to sell this Barbie house for $100. And I said, well, that's kind of crazy because I don't think it was even $100 new. But she was adamant that she was going to do it. And she put her house out there, and the very first neighbor that came bought it from her, gave her a $100 bill. And I said, it was for her granddaughter. And I said, well, you better throw in some Barbies at that price. But anyways, she just always had me laughing. One time she was late for preschool, and I peeked into her room to say, come on, we need to go. And she was picking up this like Hello Kitty lip balm, and it was like all smashed and gross. And as she put it on in the mirror, she said, disgusting, but doable. So she just always had me cracking up, putting her in the car seat with all of her outrageous getup. She always had the coolest, most, you know, creative clothing, and she'd pile on all these accessories. And anyway, she truly was my daughter. And over all the years, she was so smart. You know, she never got in trouble. Hey, real quick, if you're loving the tips and stories I'm sharing, you've got to check out the beauty products I've created. These aren't just any products. My beauty ammo kit has been used on Hollywood sets and on shows like Dancing with the Stars, and my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit was featured twice on the Today Show, and it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. I'm offering them as a bundle for just $99 to my Beauty Revival Launch listeners, and it is $155 value. If you're looking for lifted skin, brighter eyes, and that youthful glow, my magical trio is your new best friend, featuring the fan favorite Lift and Snap Serum, my Unpack Your Bags Eye Gel, and the Marine Magic Moisturizer. Oh, and don't miss my Supernatural Brow product. It helps them get thicker with castor oil, and it's really easy to use. And if you want the most flattering, shimmery lipstick ever, Capri is it. Inspired by my travels and looks stunning on absolutely everyone. Head to mbyork.com to shop all of my best sellers. I even bundle them in kits to keep it easy. That's mbyork.com. The link is in the show notes. It's time to get glowing. Was top of her class. I would tell her, like, you don't have to be perfect. I think there was one time she was bullied by this girl every single day, and she would complain about it every single day. And literally, I just said to her, like, if I don't get a call that you're in trouble for standing up to her, like, you're going to be grounded when you get home. But she was just too sweet and would never really fight back. So that always made me, like, so overprotective. I already was. And then over the years, I really truly did raise her alone for most of the time. After my divorce, my husband, ex-husband, left the state. He left the country for a while. I mean, literally, it was just me. And when you don't have that male influence too, it's, you have to be the double, you know, mom, dad, and already being a protective type of person, like, stir all of that in. And her being so sweet and always getting her feelings hurt, it would just kill me. It would make me so mad how people would treat her. One time I walked into the kitchen and she was making cookies, coconut cookies, and videoing it all through her computer in Spanish. And basically, for one of her projects in school, she was like doing a cooking show where she showed how to do it and came up with the whole recipe plan herself and did it all in Spanish without ever telling me a word about it. I just happened to walk in on it. So she just always amazed me with how easy she made things look and how responsible she was. And in terms of, like, getting in trouble, it was pretty rare that she ever did anything bad. But one time, this is the craziest story. The phone rang in the middle of the night, and my house phone, which I didn't even know the phone number for the house. And I picked it up and they'd already hung up, but I thought, how weird is this? And I did, like, a reverse number thing, Googled the number online, and it was like some teacher in Washington and seemed like obviously it was a misdial. But I thought, I'm just going to go peek on her in her room before I go back to sleep. And I went into her room and it looked like her laying on the bed, but it was not. It was a bunch of pillows under the covers with a hair extension peeking out, and she wasn't in the bed. And I absolutely freaked out like any mother would. And turns out she had called an Uber, which to this day, I cannot believe Uber drivers can legally do this. They came into our guard-gated neighborhood and picked her up in front of the house. I don't know what time, midnight, whatever it was. And she was probably around 13 at the time, and went to meet some friends, like, on the complete other side of town. And Luckily, she had a cell phone, and when I saw she wasn't there, I called it repeatedly over and over, and she finally admitted where she was, and I had to go tearing in my car, which had no gas, like in my pajamas, shaking, so freaked out, literally had to like exit at some shady part of town because I was going to run out of gas. And now I'm like being chased by a pimp, like literally some crazy pimp kind of guy started following me. And it's just the craziest story. It went on and on where I had to just go in a different direction. I finally found some big, huge gas station and went in and literally called the police. And I had the police escort me to where she was, where I picked her up. And if you want to talk about being in trouble, like, wow, this was probably the most trouble she was ever in her whole life. She thought it was funny, the whole thing of me being chased by the pimp. But yeah, once again, though, I have to tie this up with the fact that I had a phone call come in. That was my angels. That was God letting me know she's out of the house. Go get her. So I've always had that, which is truly phenomenal. I can't tell you the amount of stories, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of these in my podcast, which has been the motivation for doing it, because I've had this supernatural gift as well as, gosh, just this line of communication that is directly from God. I cannot tell you enough what it's like. And over the years, how much stronger it's gotten. But he's made it very clear that he wants me to do this podcast, which I'm being obedient. And if it's not perfect, I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can. I'm just going to give myself grace and get these stories out there. And as we progress, go into more and more detail, hopefully being able to help other people that have gone through some of the really super tough stuff that I have, including my divorce, including raising my daughter alone, including the business stories. I mean, absolute blood, sweat, and tears. You know, my dad would say I have the bite marks, chew marks all over me from everything I've been through. But God has restored me time and time again. And I'm going to keep reiterating that and sharing that because it's such a blessing. And no matter what challenges I've had, I always say it seems like there's two trains, like one where like bombs are being thrown at me. And then the simultaneous train is blessings that are being thrown at me. And I really do feel I was meant to go through a lot of my experiences so that I could teach everything that I've learned and help other people. So back to my daughter, I won't go into too much detail, but she did end up going to an all-girls Catholic school. It was her choice. I went to the biggest all-girls Catholic school in the U.S., Mother Macaulay in Chicago, and was not a great experience for me. But the fact that it was so big, at least there wasn't a whole lot of bullying or cliquey type of stuff. Like, you were able to be independent, which I was. Super quickly, I'll share. I was teaching aerobics at the time at Chicago Health Club, and I asked the nuns one day at lunch if I could teach a class after school because all the girls would sit around and all they talked about was wanting to lose weight. And so the nun had said, okay. So I put posters around and I literally had 240 girls sign up. I charged like $12 a girl and it was so crazy. We ended up having to add on extra classes because the ceiling over the library almost caved in because there was so many girls and the ceiling couldn't support it. So I would teach my couple classes after school. I had to add one during my lunch and then I would leave and go to my Chicago Health Club job and teach a bunch of classes there. But I absolutely loved it. And that was my first real experience with making a lot of money. And again, I bought a car and went to spring break in Florida. But anyways, enough about that. I forgot to tell that story in my first episode. So throwing it in there now and then transitioning back to my daughter choosing to go to all-girls school, which there was a co-ed one that I think would have been a better fit for her. But she was targeted on a list of girls to bully before she even started her freshman year. And It was just very tough. She just did not make friends there. She was very isolated. Nobody would sit with her at lunch, and she would call me crying and saying that she was eating alone in the music room, and then they made her get out of the music room, so she's hiding in the bathroom, and it was just heart-wrenching. And then she started getting these horrible migraines, and I would have to drop everything and go tearing to the school. And, you know, it was so severe. I was like, do I call an ambulance for her, or do I just race there myself? And it was a lot of fight or flight and just a lot of her really being miserable. And she had asked if she could transfer out of that and go to online school for her sophomore, junior, senior year. And I literally said, you know, I know how fast these years are going to fly by. And if you're that unhappy, like, I don't want us to just have memories of pain and trauma and crying, you know. So I agreed. And I said, we can use the money instead to travel and go to Europe and, like, live life. So that was amazing. She was already modeling and had an agency in Arizona and one in Los Angeles. And I believe at that point she had one in Miami. And she did get international opportunities also. She had an agency in Athens for a while and on. So we got to go all over Europe. And I do believe that's part of the reason she was bullied at Xavier. I don't know. We're never supposed to say the word jealousy, but I would watch her, and she was always such a good friend. And I just saw so many nasty things go on with how she was treated. And it was really tough to watch, and especially as a mom. But we did have a lot of fun. We got to go to Greece. And for her 16th birthday, I took her to Paris, Milan, Nice, Monaco, Venice. We went all over. We had the best time ever. And literally, so the several years after that, she was modeling, and she was going in and out of model apartments in LA where they would share with other girls. And when she turned 18, I let her get her own apartment in LA because she was booking a lot of jobs and making a lot of money. And of course, I had to still fund things because the agencies take forever to pay. And yes, I wanted her to be in a super safe place. So I had her in a very nice, like, gated apartment in a really good location. So I told her at the time, well, what happened was she was all set up there and then COVID hit. And so that was really scary because all of a sudden, all of the jobs that she had on hold were canceled. And we had just signed this lease, you know, for $3,000 a month rent for her apartment. And my business also did a turn because my brick and mortar location had to shut down, and it was just super stressful. But during this time, I had so many blessings happen too. I remember super quickly, I'll tell you, her boyfriend at the time's dad had called me and said, you better get her out of the state. They're closing the borders. And it was all this terror and fear of what was going to happen next with COVID. And I was just frantic and I didn't know what to do. So I was going to drive to go get her in LA. And I went into Walmart to, like, stock up on food because everyone was, like, getting toilet paper and all that stuff. And when I was going through Walmart, I got a call from this woman. Her name is Clarice Fluitt. And you guys should look her up on YouTube. But anyway, she's super famous Christian, like, evangelist. She's amazing. Her stories are just incredible, like, incredible what she does, like, bringing people back from the dead. Like, she has so many amazing, beautiful stories. And I'd reached out to her a few times just for her to pray for me and pray for my daughter because we were going through so much. And I did not know her personally. She just, like, prayed for me through email or something. So the phone rings and it's her, and I'm going through Walmart, and she said, Mary Beth, she said, I just want to let you know that God told me to call you and let you know that everything's going to be okay. And I could cry right now thinking about it because I was like, wow, I mean, this woman is, like, anointed. And I don't doubt for a minute that she truly got that message from God. And I just was thinking, who else is like getting a phone call from God saying everything's going to be okay? So basically, he just carried us through so many things, so many ways, and it's way too much for one episode, but I'll definitely go deeper into it because there was so many miracles, thing after thing after thing. And she ended up staying in LA because everything shut down. She kept her apartment there. And in the meantime, she had taught herself to sew because I was doing face masks, okay, because again, everyone was starting to wear masks, and a friend brought me a mask and said, hey, I've been making these for my sister because she had cancer. She was visiting her in the hospital. She said there, I forget all the terms now that it's supposed to be, but she knew how to make them. And she said, if you want to sell them, we can do some in your branding. And so I went and got really fun fabrics like vintage Barbie and, oh my gosh, leopard. We did so many. And so she started making the masks for me. And immediately I got a TV segment on it, which was like celebrity makeup artist makes glamorous or fashionable face masks. Well, anyways, it took off so big that I had like four teams of people making the masks like around the clock. And this is how my daughter learned to sew, because she was in and out of town. So she was in Arizona visiting, and we were like cutting fabric till 3 a.m., teams of people at my place. And then I had other places making them. And at the time, there would be like lines to buy the fabric at the fabric stores, and because everybody was making face masks. But I also did these quarantine survival kits, which were hilarious. And when nobody could get toilet paper, I totally manifested toilet paper because my chemist, I was picking up product from him because we started doing hand sanitizer. And then I got the Mercedes dealership as an account, and we did hand sanitizer, hand cream, face masks, all for Mercedes. And then they literally put my products in their cars that were for sale as a gift. And it was just, again, a huge blessing thing that came out of nowhere, which, you know, again, I had just lost my brick and mortar location and everything just twisted on a dime to I was like doing all of this quarantine stuff. And anyways, my chemist had said, if you want toilet paper, you can take my card for this restaurant supply place he had that was like Costco, but for restaurants. And so I was like, okay, I'll go look. So anyways, they had these giant rolls of toilet paper that go in like the huge stalls, the big round ones. And so I bought like these huge boxes full of those. And then I had these like pink giant hat boxes, no, cake boxes, like hot pink. And so I put the toilet paper in there with a bunch of like tissue and shred. And then I put some of my products in with like the hand sanitizer and then the face masks. And they just sold like crazy. My clients were all buying them as gifts for their friends. And it was just really fun. But anyways, my daughter learned to sew because everyone around me was learning to sew to keep up with all of this. And when she went back to LA, she started making clothing. And because she had all of her connections in the modeling world and being on all of these sets, she would just bring in her own designs when she was booking jobs. And the stylists were freaking out and saying, oh my gosh, can you make this for this celebrity? Can you make this for that celebrity? And all of a sudden, her stuff was everywhere in Hollywood. And she had a lot of singers that were reaching out for her to make custom outfits for. And one of the singers was Tinashe. And she wore her outfit that she had made for her on the album cover. I forget what they're called now. But literally, it was on Times Square. It was on the Grammys and Spotify. And she made tights that were on the cover of Playboy. And it was just like anything she touched turned to gold. Like she had influencers wearing her outfits in Dubai and like selling so many. We couldn't get any more of the fabric. We were just doing everything we could to keep up with it all. And she even had Katy Perry. She did a custom dress for her to wear for a press junket which coincidentally she also wore in Vegas on Ellie's birthday. We were in Capri. Her middle name is Capri, so we had to go there for her 21st birthday. And on her birthday, a friend of hers, younger sister, saw Katy Perry in this restaurant in Vegas wearing the dress that Ellie had made her. And they ran up and got a picture of her with the dress. So that was just such a God thing again on her birthday. It was just such a blessing. And she had Rihanna by one of her pieces also. It was just crazy. So anyways, we have so many fun celebrity stories, so many that were just, I believe, divinely inspired. Like one last story I'll tell you. They use my products on Dancing with the Stars. And Ellie, when she was little, I don't know, maybe like 11, she loved Zendaya. This is before she was huge and on Euphoria and everything she's on now. At the time, she was on the kids show. It was called Shake It Up. And she was obsessed with Zendaya. And there was a situation where I was going to sponsor her like 16th birthday party in LA. There was some kind of an event. And I thought, oh, I'm going to do this because then Ellie can come and be at the party. But something changed where I had to be in New York that weekend and it could not happen. And I had to cancel it, which I would never do. But she was so, so upset. And I said to her, I promise you, there will be another opportunity to meet Zendaya. And I didn't know that at the time, but I said it with my heart also, which this is why it manifested. I believe I call it like a heart manifestation. But the next season, Dancing with the Stars, they announce who the dancers are. And Zendaya was one of the dancers. So I was like, who could make this up? So anyways, I got to take her on the set. She got to meet Zendaya. And I have like amazing photos and video of them hugging and her crying. And one of the other dancers gave her his Dancing with the Stars robe. And it was just such an epic experience. We got to sit right behind Lenny and Bruno and the judges. It was just so much fun. But anyways, again, I have lots and lots of stories of where I've spoken something and it's come to be. And I want to teach people how I do it and the importance of, wow, your thoughts and negatively the things I've done also. That's another episode. But yeah, I've really cursed myself with my words. Thoughts you can turn around and delete quickly, but your words are powerful. So be aware of what you're saying. Anyways, so again, there's so much more to tell you about with all the Ellie stories. And I can't really tie it all up with a bow because it's all still unfolding. But there were many beautiful years and many fragile ones. And I do think this story is super important, which is why I'm telling it in episode 2. And it's definitely part of my mission. And I hope that you stick with me as I continue my story. I'm sure you've felt times when it was definitely God behind the scenes. The more we share and focus on these stories and moments, the more we'll experience it. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, where I'm shifting gears to share the beauty routines, reset rituals, and healing habits that got me through the hardest times. From red light therapy to holy flow, we're talking inside out glow up. You don't want to miss it. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty. And check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.